This is the reading for November 22nd. Obadiah. This is the vision of Obadiah. This is what the Lord God says about Edom. We have heard a message from the Lord. A messenger has been sent among the nations saying, "Attack, let's go, attack Edom. Soon I will make you the smallest of nations. You will be greatly hated by everyone. Your pride has fooled you, you who live in the hollow places of the cliff. Your home is up high, you who say to yourselves, 'No one can bring me down to the ground.' Even if you fly high like the eagle and make your nest among the stars, I will bring you down from there, says the Lord. You will really be ruined. If thieves came to you, if robbers came by night, they would steal only enough for themselves. If workers came and picked the grapes from your vines, they would leave a few behind. But you, Edom, you really lose everything. People will find all your hidden treasures. All the people who are your friends will force you out of the land. The people who are at peace with you will trick you and defeat you. Those who eat your bread with you now are planning a trap for you, and you will not notice it. The Lord says, on that day I will surely destroy the wise people from Edom and those with understanding from the mountains of Edom. Then, city of Teman, your best warriors will be afraid, and everyone from the mountains of Edom will be killed. You did violence to your relatives, the Israelites, so you will be covered with shame and destroyed forever. You stood aside without helping while strangers carried Israel's treasures away. When foreigners entered Israel's city gate and threw lots to decide what part of Jerusalem they would take, you were like one of them. Edom, do not laugh at your brother Israel in his time of trouble, or be happy about the people of Judah when they are destroyed. Do not brag when cruel things are done to them. Do not enter the city gate of my people in their time of trouble, or laugh at their problems in their time of trouble. Do not take their treasures in their time of trouble. Do not stand at the crossroads to destroy those who are trying to escape. Do not capture those who escape alive and turn them over to their enemy in their time of trouble. The Lord's day of judging is coming soon to all the nations. The same evil things you did to other people will happen to you. They will come back upon your own head. Because you drank in my temple, all the nations will drink on and on. They will drink and drink until they disappear. But on Mount Zion, some will escape the judgment, and it will be a holy place. The people of Jacob will take back their land from those who took it from them. The people of Jacob will be like a fire, and the people of Joseph like a flame. But the people of Esau will be like dry stalks. The people of Jacob will set them on fire and burn them up. There will be no one left of the people of Esau. This will happen because the Lord has said it. Then God's people will regain southern Judah from Edom. They will take back the mountains of Edom. They will take back the western hills from the Philistines. They will regain the lands of Ephraim and Samaria, and Benjamin will take over Gilead. People from Israel who once were forced to leave their homes will take the land of the Canaanites all the way to Zarephath. People from Judah who once were forced to leave Jerusalem and live in Sepharad will take back the cities of southern Judah. Powerful warriors will go up on Mount Zion, where they will rule the people living on Edom's mountains, and the kingdom will belong to the Lord.
Chapter 3.
You must understand this. In the last days, there will be violent periods of time. People will be selfish and love money. They will brag, be arrogant, and use abusive language. They will curse their parents, show no gratitude, have no respect for what is holy, and lack normal affection for their families. They will refuse to make peace with anyone. They will be slanderous, lack self-control, be brutal, and have no love for what is good. They will be traitors. They will be reckless and conceited. They will love pleasure rather than God. They will appear to have a godly life, but they will not let its power change them. Stay away from such people. Some of these men go into homes and mislead weak-minded women who are burdened with sins and led by all kinds of desires. These women are always studying, but are never able to recognize the truth. As Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so these men oppose the truth. Their minds are corrupt and the faith they teach is counterfeit. Certainly, they won't get very far. Like the stupidity of Jannes and Jambres, their stupidity will be plain to everyone. But you know all about my teachings, my way of life, my purpose, my faith, my patience, my love, and my endurance. You also know about the kind of persecutions and sufferings which happened to me in the cities of Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra. I endured those persecutions, and the Lord rescued me from all of them. Those who try to live a godly life because they believe in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. But evil people and phony preachers will go from bad to worse as they mislead people and are themselves misled. However, continue in what you have learned and found to be true. You know who your teachers were. From infancy, you have known the Holy Scriptures. They have the power to give you wisdom so that you can be saved through faith in Christ Jesus. Every scripture passage is inspired by God. All of them are useful for teaching, pointing out errors, correcting people, and training them for a life that has God's approval. They equip God's servants so that they are completely prepared to do good things.